This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the three-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To grab these people, throw them on buses, and just drop them outside, it's grotesque what they're doing.
In a word, it's inhumane.
These are people you're playing with. These are real live people with children.
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
And I didn't like it one bit. It was disgusting and violent. I think all you people are despicable. For shame!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That's an echo, sir.
I've got to concentrate. Concentrate.
Hello? 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 Echo, echo.
Thank you for letting me interrupt your dinner.
Check, please.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're broadcasting live today from Toyota of Portsmouth. The crowd right here in front of the broadcast is thinned out a little bit. Could it have anything to do with the fact that the 110 grill spread has arrived? It's great food. We appreciate the 110 Grill coming out and delivering food to our audiences today. And we're having a really good time. And if you come in, we're right off the rotary on 95 there. And if you come on in, there's probably going to be some food left. They brought in a lot of food for us, and we appreciate it. Thanks to the 110 Grill and Robert Walker, the owner. Thanks to Jim Boyle here at Toyota of Portsmouth. We're having a great time. And I think we're going to be talking a lot about the illegal aliens and your thoughts on it. And isn't it amazing how quickly they got this thing resolved? You know, it's like the old saying, money talks and BS walks, you know? When you have an island full of billionaires, they're not going to, you know, put up with having illegal aliens around. You know, they threw all those illegal aliens off the island, and they didn't even give them a Black Dog T-shirt. They got nothing. They gave them the bum's rush out of the area, like it was Mary Jo Kopechne's body after she was drowned in 1969. 844-500-4242. You just heard all these people. It was inhumane. It was grotesque what was done. And now they're saying, well, did Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, did he engage in human trafficking? Did he kidnap those? You know, the thing is, Lori Lightfoot was talking. It's anti-American what's being done. Anti-American, the mayor of Chicago, and it's terrible what they're doing, and it's a crime. And you know what she herded all the illegal aliens that had been bused into Chicago onto another bus, and sent them into a Republican suburb. So is Lori Lightfoot going to be charged with kidnapping and human trafficking? And how about Joe Biden, by the way? None of the people on the on those flights into Martha's Vineyard 2 days ago died, unlike the 64 people who died in the truck. Remember that? And the smell was so bad they put seasoning on it to cover up the stench in the back of the truck. And all the people who've died on the trying to ford the Rio Grande River, it's just, and nobody ever talks about it. It's not a big deal. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Until they are flown in to the place where Chris Wallace and Spike Lee and Oprah and Bill Gates and all of the beautiful people go. Then suddenly it's a big problem. 844-500-4242. 603, I have an answer. Rather than call them Venezuelan migrants, let's call them Venezuelan tourists. Martha's Vineyard has no problem with tourists all through the year. And yeah, it's exactly. 844-500-4242. Let's take some calls. People have been hanging on for a while now. Just your thoughts on this this entire situation, this entire drama. And again, the people of Martha's Vineyard, I want to know, they think they've acted courageously. They're all toasting one another with their white burgundies. And, you know, the only question is, are they going to give themselves just ribbons, or are they going to give themselves medals for the victories, their service in the Martha's Vineyard Theater of 2022? Kenny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Hey, how big was the bead of sweat on the liberals' heads over there, over their brow on the vineyard that they could wipe away when the buses showed up?
I think they were pretty happy. But don't you think that everybody was getting calls, whether they were at the State House in Boston or at the White House for that matter, or for anybody in Congress, they were getting calls. This is so and so. Do you know who I am?
I am.
Do you think I spent all this time marrying one heiress after another and getting a nice boat so that I could have some people with tattoos running around speaking and babbling in some foreign tongue? And it would be one thing if they came in lovey when the season was beginning, but the season's over, for goodness sake. No, they were appalled. I mean, there's a this is a Spanish TV reporter, and she's saying in Spanish, basically. Do we have this in Spanish or is it in English?
It's in Espanol.
Okay, so it's in Espanol. Just play a little bit of it, and I'll give you the translation.
Y Cristina, ¿has podido hablar con residentes que critiquen la llegada de los migrantes?
Julio, hace muy poco pasó un hombre enfurecido, dijo que sus
that's
hijos
enough.
Se tuvieron.
So that's Telemundo. And basically what she's saying is, I just spoke to some of the residents here, some of the beautiful people on Martha's Vineyard, and they privately admitted to not wanting migrants on the island. Not a shock, but it's just a shock that they would actually acknowledge that this is the way they felt about it. 844-500-4242. So I was told that today, on the morning show on WXTK, our CAPE affiliate, and I'm going to be down there tomorrow for the Listeners Appreciation Day in, I think, Yarmouth at the Lobster Boat. But they were the Democrats were calling in to Ed Lambert's show, the morning guy. And do you know who they were blaming for what happened? Of course. Yeah, people know at this point. the guys that are...
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
Is there anything Donald Trump can't do? Who knew that Donald Trump was flying these illegals into Martha's Vineyard? Air Trump. Valaria, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Valaria.
Hi, Howie. Grace, New Hampshire and Massachusetts. I want to honor my Korean War vet dad who built roads, ferry landings, and the first bike path. In the first Sears catalog store on Martha's Vineyard. And I want to honor all the great islanders of the 60s and 70s and beyond who put up with the nutty tourists and the Democrat scandals and the Clintons and the latest crop of cheap, uber-rich newcomers. I'm sorry, your island leaders had to be taught a lesson by my Italian stallion governor. But the Dem leaders and voters... had it coming to them.
Yeah. They did. You know, and a lot of people are texting in on social media or on the message boards for the newspapers, and they're saying, you know, I don't want them to be here because I don't want to have to support them. I don't want to deal with all the problems that they bring with them, the dysfunctional society that they're creating. But I totally understand it. And that's the way I feel, you know? I mean, I don't know about you. I was happy when I heard this, that they had that DeSantis had done this. And I don't know what are you supposed to do to get their attention? And they still keep saying, well, we can't handle this. Well, do you think El Paso, Brownsville, Del Rio, all these places along the border, whether it's in Texas or New Mexico or Arizona or California, what did they do to deserve this? Yeah, go ahead, Grace.
Yeah, and also to your point, up until right now, up until these Democrats are forced to admit it, they've been gaslighting these people in these towns and downplaying what's happening and telling people that it's Republican talking points or, you know, you just don't care enough. And so, like you said, Howie, if something keeps getting ignored and ignored and ignored, and now they say, well, we have a process. Well, no, up until today and yesterday, you were telling us that nothing existed. You were telling us there was no problem with the immigration process. So at least now they're admitting that there's a problem. That's the first step.
Here, listen to this cut from Biden last night at the Hispanic Caucus Institute Gala. I know he's senile, but still, it takes a lot of stones to get up here and lie like you're just going to hear him lying. Cut 30.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border. We're working to make sure it's safe and orderly and humane. Republican officials should not interfere with that process by waging these political stunts.
Safe, orderly, and humane. We have a process in place. Who's buying that? The process in place is just anarchy. Anarchy never lasts very long in human history for obvious reasons, because it's just, it leads to violence. It leads to just mob rule. You need a government of laws, not of men. And he's decided that he doesn't need to enforce certain laws. And Caroline Leavitt's right. Joe Biden should just be impeached just on the border alone. That's all you got to do. You did not take care to faithfully execute the laws of the United States of America. 844-500-4242. We'll be back with more calls here. If you want to know the left's real plan for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds as they lost those seats on the school boards. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, among other things. And the important thing is Patriot Mobile is winning right down the line. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, you're supporting conservative values with every call. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. It's very easy to switch it over. It only takes a few minutes, and if I can do it, you can do it too. I guarantee it. No problem. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement, make the switch today, and a difference tomorrow. That's patriotmobile.com/Howie, patriotmobile.com/Howie, or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Who else is going to put tax cheats like John Kerry in their place?
Everybody has to pay taxes, even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day. Even they have to pay taxes.
Howie Carr, we'll be right back.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
We're broadcasting live this afternoon from Toyota Portsmouth. Give yourselves a round of applause, everybody who's here. How was that food from the 110 Grill? How were those donuts? Everything free in America. It's not quite as good as being a Venezuelan at the on the island, but you know, we do the best we can with American citizens. The T-shirts are they you have to pay for the T-shirts. Make gas cheap again, and let's go, Brandon. Today's poll question is brought to you by Raycon. Raycon's everyday earbuds offer quality sound at half the price of other premium audio brands. And with three different sound profiles and 32 hours of battery life, I can listen to whatever, whenever. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie and get 15% off your order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think you'll actually get back any money from the state in November under 62F?
No, if they were talking about hundreds of pennies or hundreds of mills, which would be tens of pennies, I'd say maybe I'm going to get some back. But they're talking here about hundreds of dollars. So I'm going to say no.
93% say no.
We have such great faith in our in our government, in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. All right, 844-500-4242. We're up here in New Hampshire, and you know, I'm going away in a couple of weeks back down to Florida, so I like to, before the boss leaves, I like to make sure that I'm going to get all of my stuff before I leave.
We got
Officer Mark has delivered my envelopes.
Your graft?
My graft.
It's so, all there. It's all there, believe me.
As I learned in my days on the mob beat, you never deliver cash unless you put it in an envelope. It's insulting to the person you're bribing. So, Officer Mark, thank you for putting it in an envelope.
No
all
need
this
to
cash.
Count it. No need to count it. You can
I
trust
can trust
me.
You. You're yes, not like the others?
That's right.
All right, Officer Mark, what else have you got for graft here?
Well,
it's Christmas is early here in Portsmouth.
You had some supply issue problems with getting the tissue from Market Basket.
I did.
Yeah, and I had a – these fell off a truck. I don't know how they got the – There's more over
it's
just, there.
It's like being back at Somerville on Winter Hill.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Local 25 drivers, they always have these. They hit the bumps, and everything falls out.
Yep, they went right into evidence, so we're good. And I got the liquor order from the circle that Grace placed, and this is part of it for you, the El Bastard.
El Bastardo. Right. El Bastardo.
And Grace, yours is in a separate container, the large jug of Tito's.
Thank you.
Now, you've got to do me a favor. Since Taylor isn't here, I can't hand it to him, so I'm trusting you to hand the gift.
I'll hand
it. No, he's I'll trusting me
right.
to hand it to him. Taylor, I will get it to you, Taylor.
Taylor, it's a nice bottle of brown Kentucky liquid.
I so. Consider Beautiful. Myself.
Thank you so much, Officer Mark.
And there's a little present for your son there, too, a little patch.
Oh, great. So. Thanks.
Yeah. Taylor, who would you rather have transport...
Grace, definitely Grace. I've been told presents have been given to me via Howie. I have still not received them.
And, of course, we have this year's addition to carbon credits, Honest Howie's carbon credits. We have a new species that we're bringing
deep,
in.
Deep thinkers?
These are the whales and dolphins. We do.
Whales and dolphins, we're going to expand. You know, last year we expanded beyond polar bears to protect with Honest Howie's carbon credits. We protected penguins. So today we're going to now we're going to go into whales,
the cetacean community, yes.
Porpoises.
Yes. And there's a big note in the front. You didn't read that one. Write it right there.
Bless you, Mr. Carr, from your friends of the sea, the sentient beings of the sea. Look at this. A dolphin family is able to feed their babies thanks to Honest Howie's carbon credits. And they're available. They're still the same price they've always been, a bargain.
I'll handle the cash.
And everyone will receive, who sends money, $1,000 for Honest Howie's carbon credits, will receive a letter of thanks. And this now we can give letters from porpoises, dolphins, or whales.
Right.
A grateful dolphin sent this to me. That's a selfie. Thank you, Officer Mark. We really appreciate it. We're going to take your calls when we come back. Give Officer Mark a call. He's my Hunter Biden. I'm Howie Carr.
Thanks, Dad.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Both Grace and I interviewed Caroline Leavitt today. She's the Republican candidate, 25 years old, in the 1st Congressional District. They hit her with everything but the kitchen sink, and I think they hit her with the kitchen sink, too, and she won going away, you know? Proving the old saying of Grace's great-grandfather, every knock a boost. It really is true, you know. Most of the time, almost all of the time it is. But Grace did a great interview with Caroline Leavitt, and it's posted at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or wherever you get your podcasts. It's really interesting, and help her out. And, you know, she's looking for not just money, but for foot soldiers. And, you know, there's... If you want to get involved, even if you don't live in New Hampshire, just, you know, drive on down or drive up and help her out. And they knocked on 70,000 doors during the campaign, and it was really quite impressive what they did. And all the people that were here or are here today, I mean, she knew half of them. She'd you know, shaken hands with them or knocked on half of their doors. It's pretty amazing that you just come out that hungry like that, especially a younger person. 844-500-4242. And as I said before, the fact that she called James Taylor some guy is just, that's just an added bonus in my book. The mailroom manager sent her some money. We may have to send her some more money for calling James Taylor some guy. All right. And again, thanks to Peter McInnes from Libby and Sons UPIC. That's the Apple place in Limerick, Maine, which is not that far from here. We got some of the apples from Libby and Sons UPIC. Help yourselves to those apples, too. It was great. We really appreciated it. The donuts were fantastic. And thanks to Jim Boyle from Toyota of Portsmouth. Thanks to Robert Walker and 110 Grill. How was the food? Food was great.
So yummy. My cheeseburger was to die for.
844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, I always thought the beautiful people elitists were dead set against deportation. Isn't that what they just did to those wonderful migrants? They did. And they kept it right at 40. Is there an international brotherhood of illegal aliens, and they're unionized, and they have a contract, and they were going to have to pay them time and a half if they kept them more than 40 hours? So that's why they just got them right off the island. Like, they gave them the bum's rush right off the island. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie.
Yes.
You there?
I'm here.
Okay, buddy. Listen, I was clean shaven when I called you. Now,
go ahead. It's busy on these remotes. Thanks for the call, Dave. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks, Howie. I just wanted to make 3 points to those people criticizing DeSantis for saying that he spent taxpayer money. How much money would it cost if he had to house and feed all those illegals?
Exactly.
If they kept them in Florida? How much is it costing him when Biden brings at least 70 or more of all these illegals and dumps them in Florida? And lastly, is Biden paying out of pocket when he shifts them around the country?
No, you're breaking up. But there was a news story earlier this week that they said that the illegal alien flood across the border is costing $20 billion a year. And I think that's just I think that's a real lowball number. I think it's a hell of a lot more than that. And I saw that, you know, I think they budgeted in DeSantis's Florida budget this year $12 million to move them. And $12 million, it's a hell of a buy, you know, to get them. I mean, these are people that you're going to be responsible for forever. They're not going to, you know, even if they get jobs, they're still going to get some kind of welfare. They got the anchor baby. They're working under the table, and you know they get free. They all get free health care because they can't be turned away from the hospital. They just go. That's why the emergency rooms are packed, because you have all these illegal aliens that don't have any insurance. They just go there, and there's a Supreme Court ruling that says they have to get health care. So, I mean, as a Florida taxpayer, I'm a Massachusetts taxpayer too, who's going to get stiffed on the money he's owed from my Massachusetts income taxes. Yes, other people are saying they are too, but I'm also a Florida taxpayer, and I'm all in favor of this. It saves us a lot of money. These are not people who are going to be contributing members of society. I mean, maybe a handful of them are, but most of them are going to be a burden. They're going to be wards of the state. That's, you know, before 1965 and the Immigration Reform Act of that year, sponsored by Ted Kennedy. You know, you used to have to, if you came into the country, you had to have a sponsor. And the sponsor had to sign an affidavit, a legally binding affidavit, saying that if you couldn't make your way, that you would have to be supported by this guy who was your sponsor. You think any of those 50 people had sponsors? You think any of the last 50 million that came in had sponsors? The only sponsors are you and me. You know, we have to pay for them. They get across the border, that's it. They're all done. 844-500-4242. If they're talking about, and they, apparently they're using this word trafficking now, you know, they it's some kind of coyotes drug cartel smuggling them across the border. I mean, they, you know, all these Democrats that are moving them into the suburbs, aren't they trafficking too?
No. Republicans traffic, Democrats escort.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there you go. I mean, there's another example. And by the way, another word that they've come up with now is we know about Republicans pounce, Republicans seize, Republicans weaponize. Now, do you know what this? You know what a noun? Do you know what the DeSantis did? What this is? It's a stunt. A stunt. You know what? If it's a stunt, it's a good stunt. It worked. It really worked. It got it on right on the front pages. Even low info voters have to think about what's been going on here. By the way, I think Grace had a caller from the Steamship Authority, and didn't he say that some of them had like two new cell phones?
Yeah, he said there was a lot of adult men too.
That's the way it always is. They keep talking about these children, and I guess there was one 4-year-old. You know, there was 50 of them, and when there's one 4-year-old, so they say many. Many women and children, you know, and did you see the one with the RBG T-shirt? You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and another one they which is a very popular picture, especially on the conservative websites. He's hanging out of the school bus, and he's got a sleeve tattoo. And that to me, that indicates disposable income, right?
Yeah. I just can't get over these limousine liberals, and now they're like wailing for the cameras because they're, oh, this has been so hard, and they're hugging the people who are leaving. It's like, don't worry, there'll be more. They're going to send more people. You'll have so many opportunities to put on this performative, like, violin playing production that you're doing. It's just it's so obnoxious. And don't you think if that's how you react after having people come there for 48 hours, that maybe you could have a little sympathy for people on the border who deal with this every single day and have been for decades?
You know, I was talking to a guy I know today who runs a business down on the Cape, and he knows some people on businessmen on Martha's Vineyard, and he said one of them went down there today to where they were hanging out and just said, I'll pay you $100 8 to 5. So that works. Figure, do the math. That works out to like less than $12 an hour. The guy grabbed for it, but you know, the going rate on the Cape, because you know, you got to travel on the ferry basically back and forth, is $30 to $35 an hour. So they're already like undercutting the natives. I mean, even though they were just in, you know, for an overnight, like they were at the bed and breakfast for the night, they're still undercutting the wages of American workers. 844-500-4242-508 says Democrats resettle. Yeah, it's a resettlement plan. 413 says they identify as children. How many children do you know that have a sleeve tattoo on their arm or wear Ruth Bader Ginsburg T-shirts? or have two cell phones. Yeah, you're going to be a real asset to our society. 844-500-4242.
How dare you?
Mr. C, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. C.
Hey, Mr. Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Good. This is my first time calling you in about 15 years. I called you like 15 years ago telling you, when I told you something, your jaw dropped and you went silent for about 2 minutes. You were.
I doubt that. I was a young man when this phone call began. Go ahead, Mr. C, what did you want to talk about today?
Well, I was talking about illegal immigration because I told you something 15 years ago, like I said, that you were talking about the illegals coming over and swimming across the Rio Grande, and I told you something. I said, listen, they don't do that. They just they hop on a plane.
Let's go while we're young.
They overstay their visa, and then they don't leave. And you were like, really? They do that? And I was like, yes.
I think I probably knew that 15 years ago, but I certainly know it today. But they do that, and then they also cross the border and just swim across. And, you know, and then they see – the new thing now is they seek asylum. Everybody was being persecuted in their homelands, you know. If you're a woman, I feared the gangs. I was going to be sexually assaulted. If you're a guy and you don't have that option, or you don't think that option is going to work for you, just say you're gay. And that's what they're all saying. And they get some of these advocacy groups actually give them the cards in whatever tongue is their native language, and tell them how to say the right words, you know. And then you can't deport them, and then they can just await their hearings. And of course, there are never any hearings because they just run away and go into the interior of the country and come up with a new name. And if they go to a state that gives driver's licenses to illegals, like Massachusetts is scheduled to do, unless we stop it, they can get on welfare. Thanks for the call, Mr. C. 844-500-4242. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One customer texted in, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting, and driving several hours in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is now so much easier to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thank you, Eden Pure." One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me last week that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and then puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. If Officer Mark's still around, he could tell you. He's got a few of them, and they're great. He uses them in his bedroom. It gets rid of the dry desert air in his bedroom. For all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the three-pack and use a couple for yourself, and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
(844) 500-4242.
You ate that cannoli in record time.
Just like if you go back on the air, I'm a radio professional. I know, that's how I learned to eat a cannoli.
That was like Joey Chestnut.
Thank you very much for those cannolis from Seabrook. They were delicious.
You are the Joey Chestnut of cannolis.
They've got all kinds of great food here today. It's great to come to Toyota of Portsmouth. We're having a good time. Should Daisy the dachshund get a cannoli?
No, they have. I'm sorry, Daisy. They have chocolate chips. We can't risk it. It's not good for dogs.
No, Daisy's owner is shaking his head. No. So who said this about
So it was a quote from, and Taylor's probably already seen this, but it's a quote that NBC was linking to an article from a founding member of a foundation which helps refugees. But NBC quoted this person, and then they deleted the quote, because listen to how bad this is, okay? This is the quote. This is from NBC News. They tweeted, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sending asylum seekers to Martha's Vineyard is like, quote, me taking my trash out and just driving to different areas where I live and just throwing my trash there, end quote. A founding member of a foundation which helps refugees says. Oh. And they've since deleted it because of your reaction, right? Because it's a terrible, terrible thing to say.
Well, I mean, they're trying to shame and slime Ron DeSantis, but how is what he is doing? I've asked this question earlier today. How is this any different than Lori Lightfoot putting them on buses when they come into Chicago and sending them out to the suburbs?
Oh, I know.
How is this any different than Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C., demanding that the National Guard be called up because it's a public health emergency to have illegal aliens? I thought illegal aliens they celebrated our diversity.
Howie, I got more info on this. Okay, this is from the original post. After Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two planes of mostly Venezuelan asylum seekers to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, advertising executive Max LaFeld slammed the move as a political stunt. It's like me taking my trash out and just driving to different areas where I live and just throwing my trash there. LaFeld, a Venezuelan-American who's a founding member of the Casa Venezuela Dallas Foundation, which helps recent refugees. But Ron DeSantis is the racist, and that's what this guy is saying. Oof, that's rough.
Here's what Lightfoot said. They were put on the buses with delicate medical conditions that no one in Texas seemed to care anything about. This is simply not right, and it's un-American. After which, she herded them onto buses of her own. Now, was that un-American for her to do it, or was it just un-American when, in this case, Governor Abbott from Texas did it? It's just resettling when they're doing it. It's not a stunt. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking a call. Just two quick oversights on my part there. Number one, Maura Healey, I'm sure, has her hands deep into what happened, moving them from Martha's Vineyard to Cape Cod, but no one's asked her about it. And number two, does Cape Cod have the right to say, hey, just like Martha Vineyard, we don't want them here, so we're going to bus them up to Allison Brighton, because isn't it rather convenient that Cape Cod's like the only Republican stronghold in the state?
Well, it's not as strong as it used to be, and there are Republican strongholds other places, but yeah, again, some of these people that were posting on social media last night were saying that they should have sent them. Here's one from a woman named Leslie. These immigrants were meant to be sent to Boston. Did anyone ask anybody in Boston if they wanted them? I don't think so. It's ridiculous. Someone said, Hey, listen to this one. This is a woman named Carol. And she has a Ukrainian flag. They all have Ukrainian flags, by the way. And that's one thing I liked about Caroline, by the way, that she would have voted against the all this money that's going to Ukraine. I love that. That war is so ridiculous. But anyway, this is from Carol with the Ukrainian flag. I can't believe they delivered these people to one of the most expensive places to live. Well, if it's one of the most expensive places to live, it must be some of the richest people there. And these are people who wear their liberal credentials, their virtue signaling on their sleeve. You think they would be happy about this? You think they would be ecstatic? This gives us a chance to put our beliefs into practice. Our charitable impulses we can use. Oh. Instead, adios, amigos. I'm Howie Carr.